Yeah, what up world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Hey Diddy, you still with us? I think you faded on us for a minute. Yeah, I'm right here, dog. You know, I'm riding along, listening to what you're saying, and I know you're saying everything that's proper, so I was just being quiet for a minute. But I'm ready to kick up the conversation and create some controversy, you know, like K. Diddy do.
Oh, and that is true, because last week we got some feedback. You ruffled a couple feathers with the ladies who thought you were a bit harsh, you know, not feeling their point of view pertaining to the struggle that they go through with dealing with us fellas. So, you know, your fan base has grown. Hold on. I think we got somebody else here who wants to chime in a moment. You know, let's let them in. Hold on. Yeah, 267 area code, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show. You want to start it off, add something? What are you talking about? 267.
Come on.
Okay, that's all right. You can listen then. You know, if you change your mind, you're more than welcome to jump.
I thought I heard her say something, Tony.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, my retarded iPhone 4. I haven't even taken press the mute button. Anyway, I wanted to add something, I guess, to the topic of the show and why. You know, I believe people get things and they screw it up. So it says there is something good comes along and they screw it up. Well, I'm a product of that. Something good, or in my opinion, something good came along and I was lazy and I'm suffering the consequences for it. And I just wish I had did what that person said, and I probably would have still been with them to this day.
Wow, that was powerful, just what you said right there, just in the fact that you recognize, you know, your shortcomings or whatever, and that's growth. You know what I mean? That's growth.
I got to ask a question, though. In saying that you are lazy, what is it you think you have learned between then and now that you would have done differently when something good comes along?
Well, first of all, you ever heard the saying that your mama say, or somebody, you know, that's a little older than you, that's wiser, say, you know what, if somebody else won't do it, another person will?
Yeah,
that came into play.
Wow, raw honesty. You done caught me completely off guard.
She didn't catch me off guard. I saw it. I heard it. I felt the lady. That's why I said that was powerful what she said, because a lot of people can't be true to themselves to even admit where they were slacking. And because she saw that, the next time somebody presents themselves like that, I'm sure she's going to rise to the occasion, without a doubt.
Okay. Well, thank you for chiming in. Glad you're listening with us. Keep rolling along. If you want to add anything further down the line, just hit us back up with the number one. Wow, that young lady, show off, right? She came in at raw honesty. She recognized, like K. Diddy said, where she messed up at. And why is it so hard when something good comes over and you're like, wow, this is actually a good person? Why is it so easy for us to push them away? Game, why can't we accept goodness anymore? Goodness is bent out of shape, it's represented, toyed with, and not appreciated as much, even for fellas. You know what I mean? Your boy Pretty Tony, my stripes are well-earned. The name came well-earned, so I can say things like this. It seems that nowadays, brothers, especially younger brothers, have an issue with being called a good dude. You have an issue with being good to your woman, significant other, or the mother of your child, if they are deserving, because I always tack that on. Sometimes you get into relationships and somebody's not deserving of what we're giving out. Dudes these days, it's like we have an issue with being called a good dude. Everybody wants to be a player and all that. Everybody ain't cut out for that. Then you end up messing something good and decent up, then in years of getting it, and then you use stupid lines like, you know, whatever, man, she wasn't all that. No. Give the person their props if they've earned it.
I think the problem becomes, Tony, people just don't know how to recognize what's good because they've been following stereotypes for so long, and that's why they don't recognize until hindsight kicks in.
And sometimes even with hindsight, they still don't get
it. You see it somewhere.
Well, for those, it's just kind of like, you know what, you know, if they get enough life lessons, maybe they'll get it. You know, some people never get it, so what can you say?
Well, that's what I'm talking about, and that's what we're putting out into the atmosphere today. That's what, you know, there are enough shows about negativity on right now. Today we're trying to present something positive. We're trying to say if you have somebody who's walking the walk, talking the talk, and doing right by you, why is it so hard to appreciate them? Why is it so hard to reach out to somebody who's doing what they're supposed to do and be right? Why is it we got so many people in our fear and our family adding their 2 cents while they're in the house? I'm going to tell you something for my listeners out there. Anybody giving you advice about relationship, ask them to look at their relationship first. Ask them to examine their household. Okay, let me come check out what you got working with before you come over here talking. Because when you're building something good, whether it's a business, a friendship, a family, anytime you're building something good, you'd be surprised how many haters are really close to you and trying to be in your ear, and you over here trying to do something good. Now, last week, the ladies was riding by how they was good to the man and why the man can't be right and all that stuff. And we listened to all that. We really did. And then there is some truth to it. What you laughing about, K. Diddy? What you laughing about?
Yeah, well, it is an element of truth to it. But, you know, I think it's the other way around, you know me.
Well, now, speak yourself. Last week, you wasn't biting your tongue. Start it off. What is it that you feel in your heart is going on?
No, I just think that because of everything that's going on out there in the world, you know, the woman's voice is being heard a little louder than the men in society, and they're utilizing every bit of it.
Okay. So you're saying all the brothers ain't out here ain't wrong.
Pictured as being wrong, so it's real easy to make us the scapegoat. But like I said early on, you know, women been starting stuff since Adam and Eve, so that ain't nothing new.
Okay. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I know y'all gonna jump on KDD when we come back on the other side. But I ain't saying nothing. Thank you for tuning in to Kenna Flair Play. You know what I mean? I always want to make sure I shout out the sponsors of the show. Kenna Flair Play is brought to you every Sunday by the group. So www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music. Check out everything that they got on over there. The good folks at www.worldmovement.com. Hey, don't go nowhere, y'all. Why can't we be good to each other?
How many people you think are sure, bro?
I don't know. Money just changed everything. I wonder how life without it would go. From the concrete, who knew that a flower would grow? Looking down from the top and it's crowded below. My 15 minutes started an hour ago. Truth over fame, you know I respect the blatant shit. When I hear him talking, I just don't know what to make of it. Hate is so familiar to me, I'm slowly embracing it. Doesn't come natural, bear with me, it could take a bit. Yeah, and my dreams are who I'm racing with. But you can see I'm pacing it, so that I'm always chasing it. Wayne put me right here, that's who I get the paper with. I hope that my success never alters our relationship. Yeah, this life is something I would die for. October's on,
yeah,
but it's looking like July 4th.
Yeah, you know that, right?
I just wish they let you try it first. This time I'm really going off. Fireworks.
today.
I thank my story and I thank
I keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it means.
All I see is fireworks. All I see is fireworks. Every night is fireworks.
Give it up for me. Look at how I'm placing all my napkins and my cutlery. I could tell it wasn't love. I just thought you fuck with me. Who could have predicted lucky strike when you stuck with me? Damn, I kept my wits about me, luckily. What happened between us that night? It always seemed to trouble me. Now all of a sudden, these gossip rags want to cover me. And you making it seem like it happened that way because of me. But I was curious, and I never forget it, baby. What an experience. You could have been the one, but it wasn't that serious. There was smoke in the air before. That was me clearing it. That felt good. All in all, I learned a lesson from it, though. You never see it coming, you just get to see it go. Yeah, I should have looked up in the sky at first. Now I can see it in her eyes. Fireworks.
Oh, today it begins. I've missed them before, but I'll miss them again. I keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it is.
Everything the same, but it feels different. My dad called me up knowing that I still listen, and he still got his foot out, guilt tripping. It's been years though, I just learned to deal with it, for real. Me and my realtor, we built up a better rapport. Got my mother in a place with some better decor. She searched the entire city, I let her explore. And now she's saying she more lonely than ever before. How many of our parents' marriages lasted? I was only 5, I bet I barely reacted. I'm flying back home for the Heritage Classic. Searching for that feeling, tell me where's the magic? Let's stay together till we're ghosts. I wanna witness love, I never seen it close. Yeah, but I guess I gotta find it first. That's why I'm really going off. Fireworks.
Oh, today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. I keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it means.
All I see is fireworks. All I see is fireworks. Every night is fireworks.
Welcome back to the show, Can a Player Play in the Building? The usual suspects, your boy Pretty Tone, along with Kate Zizzle. Riding every Sunday like we do, discussing life, love, politics, everything in between, you know. That's what we do every Sunday, you know. Today we're talking about why can't we be good to each other. I thought that Drake song was very appropriate about fireworks, because he had a line in there that I liked. He says, too many of us never participate in a good thing, but we all bear witness when it leaves us. Why is this so? Why is this so? Have you given goodness and gotten nothing in return? Press number 1, 646-929-2870, call in. Talk to us. Let us know something good. What do you think is required of you in order to maintain a good, decent relationship? It hasn't got to be the most romantic relationship in the world.
I think everybody's walking around with a force field.
You always say that, brother. You always say that.
Everybody got their invisible force field up, so can't nothing get in, can't nothing get out.
That is definitely what's causing an issue, a great issue, I feel, in today's relationships. We're too busy engaging in finding ways, like the lady said last week, and I want to make sure I quote her correctly, we on the raft together and we too busy poking holes in the raft rather than to help the raft stay afloat. We're looking for a reason to jump ship. You know, in the book Playology I wrote, it's called The Grass is Greener Syndrome. Constantly looking over the neighbor's fence. Not only is it that way in love, it's that way in life. The neighbor got a new caddy because you have an older caddy. You feel funny. Why? That caddy's still working fine. You know, why are we constantly looking over the fence? Thinking.
That crab in the barrel mentality, that what you're talking about?
Not improve what we have if it's worth having it. Did we at least make enough of an effort to attempt to improve what we have? Or did we run into a crash course relationship and jumped in too fast, too quick? Then when you halfway into it, you realize this is some BS. That's why they say love takes time. Now, when I was younger running my Mac game, I didn't want to hear that. Because, you know, the type of love what I was looking for is yeah, you know. But anyway, love does take time. I can't meet you Monday and love you Friday. I need to get to know you, because if you met me Monday, I guarantee you by Friday you don't even know my last name. Let alone where I live. But that's just me. I'm on the paranoid side. But hold on, I think this young lady wants to jump back in again. 267, you're on again with us.
Thank you, thank you. I was smiling because, not because I'm happy or not because I feel good, because I was actually mad. Like, I'm actually, like, fuming right now because what you just said back there, it's funny because it's true. It's true. It's really true. A lot of people, they superficially fall in love with the surface. They're not in love with this person until they really get to know them. And honestly, it takes about 2 to 4 years to actually really get to know somebody and know exactly almost all their secrets and their true, like, blossom personality. Now, with this being said, a little something happened to me about 8 years ago where it was a Caucasian man, white male, very charming, very attractive. He's a smooth talker. He had the game a lot. Swag was nice. So he had a lot of flock of dark-skinned African-American women who believed that he was some sort of god or prince charming, blah, blah, blah. And he wound up turning around and marrying some Hindu, and now they got a baby, and all of a sudden he only knew her for, like, 3 months. And he called me one day, and he was like, all over. And I'm like, okay, you only knew her for 3 months. How do you love her? And for some, he couldn't give me a detailed reason of how he fell in love with her. He just met her at the strip club. He met her to the stripper, and now he loves her. He brought her home.
I'm in love with a stripper.
She popped, and she laughed, and she was
oh, my God. Go ahead.
I don't know. I just let it out first.
It's okay. No, it's really saying your thing, Mom. It's really saying your thing.
So he falls in love with this girl, and all his buddies talk about, yeah, home run, you got the trophy wife, you live in the American dream, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and all the people that hated me being with him, they came back and they were telling me all types of things, like, yeah, he met this stripper girl. Probably just to see my reaction or get a reaction out of me, because they wanted a chance with me, and I wasn't giving them no chance, because they was all bunny-ass dudes. They was bummy. So, anyway, this is the same guy I called in about also earlier. So, anyway, he met this girl, and he also got this inflated ego about his personality and his looks, thinking, you know, he the hottest thing on the planet, think he looked good, think he could have any female he want. He chose this Hindu girl. She's light-skinned, pretty hair, banging features, all on top surface, banging by media standards. But it only took you 3 months to say you love her, and 4 years. He's been locked up for 5 years. Mind you, he didn't even spend time with her. He was in jail for 5 years. He gets out. A year later, they got a baby. So my question is, can somebody actually really love somebody first sight? Can they actually really love somebody without really getting to know them within a 2 to 4 year period and come to find out that they're locked into a relationship and actually got a baby and they're forced to even stay in a relationship? Because this is the kind of guy that if it's the baby, he's not leaving the baby mom, he's going to take care of his baby. So now he's pretty much stuck in a relationship with a girl that he honestly really don't know, that he said he loved 3 months before he went to jail for the last 4 to 5 years. So does he really...
Is this a rich stripper girl, or is this a stripper girl that's working her way through college?
She ain't even in college. From what I hear, she got 2 kids from a previous marriage. She's not rich. They live in Upper Darby, Delaware County, Memorial, Pennsylvania. You know where that is, right? Philadelphia. So she's not rich. It's just a stripper. It's just a hot-looking girl. You ever see them girls on YouTube that be popping their booties with thongs on, just bouncing around, exotic girls? Basically,
oh, yeah.
One of those. Yeah, she's not rich. She's not in college. She doesn't have anything going for herself intellectually like I do. Yeah, we all got to work hard for something we want, right? But anyway, she's pretty much just trying to feed her 2 little Mexican-looking like kids. And he picked her up from a strip club, and he think he could do something to help her. And before he met her, he was a whole gang-banging thug himself, sitting in my brother's basement, rapping, smoking weed, whoring, sleeping with dozens and dozens of females, capping them up, getting them pretty much just locked to him. So, I mean, so what's the connection here? What's the connection here between men
and... Hold on, Ma. Slow your roll for like 1 minute, because we're going to get into this, because you just made the show a whole lot better. I got to tell you, girl. You came out of left field. First of all, you know, K. Diddy is a man above reproach. He has no personal knowledge of strippers or anything of that lifestyle. So anything that he says, he's only going to be hypothetical. He's only going to be hypothetical with. Right, K. Diddy?
I'm still trying to figure out what I could say to them that they ain't never heard before.
And your boy, let's just say I've had a very interesting life. Let's go back to the first question. Can somebody meet somebody? There are
substantial arguments that people do fall in love at first sight. I'll help PT out with this one. And the second thing,
like
your boy just got pussy. That's all that is.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because I called him a bitch boy. He denounced it. He's a bitch boy. Anyway, moving on.
Well, she just might have had that elusive snapping thing. I beg to disagree.
She's all right. I looked at her. She looked like a pug, an Indian pug.
Hold on. Don't go nowhere, Mom. We got somebody else. Let's see what else we got going on here. 702, you're on live with us. You wanted to jump in and talk about love at first sight, why we can't be good to each other. What is it you want to talk about?
Why is it that men and women can't be good to each other? But I do have a question, because there was a comment made last week about women knowing their role. Yes, God made Adam first and then made Eve. And we're supposed to be standing by each other's side, but that's not happening. So what is a female's role?
That's his comment on last week's show, ma'am.
Because I didn't get a chance to ask a question last week. So
Do you remember who said it, that women need to know their role?
I can't remember if it was the caller or if it was your co-host.
I'm going to say K. Diddy, because I like putting them in hot water.
Boy, you just ain't no good.
So, K. Diddy, go ahead. These young ladies want to know what exactly a woman's role is to be. Since, you know, last week you just put it out there about they need to know their role.
I think everybody needs to know their role.
You specifically said a woman needs to know her role. I want to know what role that is.
Being supportive to her significant other in every sense of the word.
Ladies, go ahead. No, don't pay me no mind. Go right ahead, ladies.
And if she is everything, she is supportive. She's there by his side. She's taking his crap. and working at the same time, shouldn't he be doing something?
Absolutely.
And if you heard me correctly, I said everybody needs to play their position, not just the female.
Because
I always said that, you know, a lot of these men have forgot how to be men, and woman, accordingly, has forgot how to be women. That's why there's all the confusion we have out there. Nobody want to listen to each other.
Oh, I didn't forget my role of how to be a woman. I am a mother, a woman, a friend, a lover, somebody you can lean on. I am all of that and above.
And that's fantastic. And it might have just been a case where you got with a guy that didn't deserve you. I'm not disputing you. You sound like you all that in a bag of chips. You just may have chose the wrong partner, that like a lot of people do.
Yeah,
hey, going back to homegirl from the East Coast, as she was, you know, I'm not cutting you off, young lady, because we ain't forgot you. Going back to our East Coast family, who was talking about
the
dude,
right,
that may be also an instance of what she's talking about, because on one hand, she was like, dude was all that. When she first called in, she flipped the script, and she was just laying it out there that, you know, he had some issues. Now, this ties into what you're asking, young lady. Now, you say you did all the things you were supposed to do as a woman, and what happened? Did you get a good result or a bad result?
No, because men are dogs. They need to be on top.
Now see, that was one of the blatant statements
then Adam should have been standing next to Eve when she was over there eating that damn food. But because Adam was, and he was too busy playing with himself, that's why women are up. It's a new day and age. Women are taking over.
Hold on. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Don't go nowhere, because the show just done got really good. This switchboard just lit up. Hold on.
He's starting a whole bunch of crap.
510, you're on live. Welcome to the show. Is there something you would like to ask this question?
Well, I would agree and disagree with the lady in Las Vegas. I think that some men are dogs. I don't think that all of them are dogs.
Go ahead.
I've been in good relationships, I've been in more bad relationships than good relationships, and I know that in my last relationship, I did everything that I possibly could as a woman to be supportive, and I know that he was just the wrong person for me.
Well, I promise you, that's one of my
experiences. Stepping out of the box, it took me to get away to realize that, and I feel that all of the love that I gave out so abundantly so, it came back to me through the universe. And, you know, I now have a relationship that I don't have to worry about getting my ass whooped, where am I at? Okay, I got to call and check in. Everything is so different now. So I think that true love does exist. I don't think that time matters. I don't think that it takes 2 years to get to know a person. I think that you just have to be open and honest.
Agree with that one. Hey, she sounds like a true fan of Kate Dizzle, the Elixir of Love.
We're going to get this party cranking. 702, are you still on with us?
Yes.
Wow, we've got a twosome going on there. Okay.
Twosome over here.
I need to ask you, lady, because because your impression is all men are dogs. Is it attracted to dogs and need to open the scope of what you're attracted to in order for you to find what it is that you think you're seeking?
No, I'm attracted to country thugs. That's what it is.
You already got the answer to your question there, don't you, young lady? You just summed it all up in a nutshell.
Didn't say the word niggas. I said men. That's white men, black men, Asian men. All men are dogs. I can only think of two men that are not dogs.
Okay.
And you're speaking with one of them.
Hold on. Oh, it's getting getting good on here, because I'm coming right back at you again. Now, twosome, I want to talk to the twosome. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming right back to y'all over there.
We right here. We right here.
Now,
I can't agree with my friend here. All men are not dogs, just majority.
Oh, okay. So you backing away from that comment is what you're saying.
Say that again?
You're backing away from that comment is what you're saying. You don't agree with that, or you agree?
The other friend. No, it's the other friend.
Okay, all right, all right. Now, ladies, since I have so many of y'all, I'm going to start from, I'm going to go back to the young lady on 267. 267, you feeling with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me. I wanted to comment since the one lady had came in.
Yes.
So since you put me back on the air, and she already answered both of our questions, mine, hers, and the young gentleman who basically asked the question, I want to move on to this. I want to say this, though. The lady mentioned she's the perfect wife, and you know what? She is the perfect wife. The bad part about that is she's a pushover. She needs to change the game. If she want to attract a man, a good man, no, I'm serious. If she want to attract a good man and keep him, she got to turn into a whole bitch. She got to be a bitch. Men love bitches. And if you ain't a bitch, you a whole one over, and you're going to keep being like this for the rest of your life. Get bitchy with him. It attracts me. Trust me. I never had a problem with a man since I turned into a bitch.
What? No, hold up, hold up. You just took this over into a whole other avenue now.
Yeah, you know,
so 267, let me and you have a conversation. So you figure in order for us to be good to each other, a female just got to be a straight up bitch to a Negro, and he'll appreciate her more is what you're saying.
You know what I'm going to say about that? I'm not saying she should treat him like shit. I'm just saying she should be a bitch, because you know what? Bitches don't have to beg, plead, or be the victim. They're not the victim. Matter of fact, they all victimize it, and they kind of like it. They like it. They like a strong woman who can stand up for herself.
She did that with
a okay, fight. Has a backbone, and not going to sit up here and whimper and waste all their fucking time on, my butt looks bad. He don't like me no more.
Oh,
what
my God.
Like, are you
now,
serious?
Now, hold on. I got to ask you a question, because some of that comment makes you sound angry and bitter. Seriously. Did you hear what
she
said?
You know you're going to be on a mission.
She say she's not a drama queen. I can go with that.
Hey, Diddy, shut up. You got it. And you might be just her type. Over there. Shining for what she's saying, and I'm not knocking her for
this. This is what happens to nice guys. This is what happens to nice guys. Nice guys do the same thing, but they don't know it. They're whimper. That's all they do is bitch and moan. If they get to be the bad boys, get all the attention because they the bitch. They don't give a fuck. They will walk straight all over a girl, and girls love it.
But if we were all, but first of all, you know, since I wrote the book and on that whole theory right there, because there is some truth to that, but I took it from a different perspective.
Exactly.
I do not encourage people to be in long-term committed relationships trying to play the game. I'm for females getting their play on.
I'm
for men getting their play on.
No, no,
you present yourself for players and tell us when you check the archives out on the real thing. If you don't know the rules of the game, get the book Player Holiday. It's real
sad.
It's real sad. If you're going to be a player, play.
Yeah,
anybody can knock you. This is how I do. This is how I get down. You have the choice to roll or keep it moving. And if you do, it was a pleasure to meet you. But most people don't have that swagger. Now, coming back to the conversation at hand, if all of us were to buy into what you just said, I don't see there being relationships, because at some point, now that may work for some men, because there's some bugs out there who ain't having it. And just like there's some sisters who don't want no women, she wants a man that she can conversate with. You know, of course, I respect strong women. I do. I cannot stand women who are not strong. So I raise my kids to be strong. And women who have come through my camp have been taught to be strong, independent, thinking women. You feel me? But at the same time, we can't all be bitches to each other, because what kind of harmonious relationship can we have if we're bitches to each other?
That's
well,
what I was just. That
if
was just
you lucky, if you lucky, you pretty, and being a bitch will benefit you. I'm gonna say this, like I said before. If I said this before, remember, superficiality is what happens when dudes dog women. That's why she on the line.
Woo-hoo.
Now,
don't go nowhere. We got somebody else trying to jump in on this. Area code 785, you're on. Jump in on this.
Sure.
785 area code, welcome to the show. You wanted to add something?
Yeah, man. You can see it.
Well, represent, brother. I hear you. Go ahead and represent.
All right, nigga. Well, this motherfucker, my bitch. My bitch, you know what I'm saying, man? She bitch. Somebody got a smack up, but that don't work. What do you do? Smack a bitch, smack a bitch, smack a bitch, but that don't work. I'm not putting my rear end over there.
So that's your philosophy. Your theory on everything is just smack them up.
Yeah, smack them up, motherfucker. But you know what I'm saying? That don't work. That don't work. They still bitch and bitch and bitch. You need some, like, stick or something or some motherfucker up in there.
Don't go nowhere, my brother, because there might be some truth. I don't know if there's some truth to what you're saying. So, hold on. Don't go nowhere. I ain't knocking you for your opinion. That's what my man said. My man said, keep him in line. You got to smack him in like 9 times. Right, brother?
Yeah, me and Carla had
talked. Oh, yeah,
me and Carla had talked.
All right, hold that thought.
Up here.
You going to jail, Tony. You going to jail.
I don't remember which one
we
were
doing. I
love
it. We are off the chain. Everybody just joining us. Welcome to Can a Player Play. We've had so many theories being tossed around there. Young man just calling and saying, if you want to keep your woman in line, you got to smack them like 9 times. We have another young lady who called in and said, you know what I mean, the universe has blessed her. She's been through some bad relationships. She's finally found one. We have two young ladies over here that basically say all brothers is dogs, and they don't understand why we dogs. And then we got our East Coast family saying, you know what? Let's treat all brothers like bitches, and life will be much better. Did I misrepresent everybody? I represented everybody, right?
No.
Ladies, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, but you misrepresenting me. You missed that. Yeah, you missed that. You missed that. I was just giving her a solution to her country bumpkin problem.
This is good. So hold on. I'm 267. You did. I like you. You just state your mind. Now, that was a case specific. You were then directing that as a lady who loved the country thugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the other young lady who said that the universe has finally been kind to her and she found somebody?
No, are you checking?
Did she be a bitch to him too?
Nah, not really. She got a mechanism that's working for her. She all dead.
Okay. So you I love you. Okay, Diddy, I hear you over here snickering and laughing. You're always encouraging chaos. You know?
That's what I can describe.
You're always over there encouraging chaos. First of all, I want to do the public service announcement. We here at Can't Play a Play do not condone domestic violence in any way, shape, or form. So, I just want to put that out there. We do not condone domestic violence in any way, shape, or form. But based on the rights of this country, this young man is entitled to believe. You keep him in line, you got to smack him like 9 times.
No, you didn't say that to that young lady talking about treating a dude like bitches. At some point, she's gonna have to smack him up.
No, I would never smack him up. I would just put a little arsenic in his oatmeal.
Public service announcement. Y'all going to jail. Y'all's numbers going to be 9, 4, 6, 8, number B. Y'all
hold
going
on.
To jail.
Hey, Diddy, can I please do my part? We, the good people of Can a Player Play, do not condone the poisoning of our significant others, arsenic, rats, anything of that nature. We do not condone domestic violence, poisoning, stabbing, shooting.
Smothering them in their sleep.
Please, we do not condone any of this. Why are so funny to you women on the line?
Because they writing that shit down, that's why. Because they writing it down, because they ain't thought of it, they thinking of it now, that's why.
This on my Facebook. I'm calling your mom with 785.
Hold on, y'all want to? Let me put it back on. My brother on 785. These young ladies, You there, my brother?
Yeah, man.
Y'all got something y'all want to say to him? My man said you got to smack y'all up to keep y'all in line.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. I got what you need. Come over here.
She got what he needs. Now, it just sounds like he's never been with a woman that ever fought back and smacked the crap out of him back.
Okay, he want to play grit bowl. That's what it is. He need to get fit.
He must be with some very weak or weak-minded women.
No.
He just wants love like everybody else. He hurt y'all. Y'all gotta let him vent. He emotionally hurt. Somebody hurt him just like they hurt us.
He's hurt.
He's fighting. He's trying to lash out at women, so somebody must have did something to them.
Then he needs to pray for him.
Well, hold on. Let me let him speak for himself. My brother, 785. These ladies want to know if somebody hurts your heart, that's why you think you got to smack women up, my brother. Or you just
think that's just
the way it is.
No, they just disnow me, so I can't get them. Go buy brown on my ass.
Say that again, my brother.
I got to go buy brown on their ass, man. They dissing me.
Well, that's why I guess the floor is not yours, my brother. That's why I put them on mute. I want you to make your point as to why you think brothers got to handle it that way. That's your point of view. You're entitled to it. We ain't knocking you. Is that how you think we can bring some happiness to these homes if we just keep them slapped around and keep them in their place, brother?
Yes.
To make it up. That's it. You ain't got nothing else you want to add. The floor is yours, man.
No, man. I'm cool.
Okay, you cool? All right. Well, don't go nowhere. I'm going to get back to the ladies one at a time. We're going to start off with 267. I'm back with you because you got some issues you really need to work on, child.
Yes. And he's a perfect guy to work them out on. Get me connected with his number. Perfect. Look, they can't charge me twice for the same crime.
That's double jeopardy. You are a smart one, aren't you?
Yeah, she's a sharp boy. Look, you can tell you've been to this rodeo before.
Oh, man. Now, I got to ask you a question. Because I know you have your opinions, and you seem to have them very strongly. Now, you already gave us your opinion on the country thugs, how to get them in line. From your personal experiences, tell us what it is you think is required for a man and a woman to be good to each other so we can function together and make the moment that we have, because that's what most of us never realize. I like to tell people this all the time. No such thing as forever, because none of us live forever. But this moment that we have, if it's a good moment, tell me two things you think are required for us to have a good moment together.
I want people to have, well, if it was a choice, I would take people's visual sight away, because you have to use all the rest of your other senses, and you have to basically rely on your other senses, and you can't judge no one based on what you see. You can only judge the one based on the smell, the touch, the sound, blah, 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 blah. And someone's voice could be just as beautiful as their looks. So I would take away their visual sight. That's the first thing I'll take away. And I'll take away the rest of the junk that's floating around here in the media and the internet or whatever, and bam, there you go. It's love. Everybody's happy.
Okay.
So you're going to have dudes walking around here feeling all of them is chest.
Maybe.
See, I told you something wrong with you. All right, that's 267. I'm going to go to the lady in the 702. My 702 ladies, are you there?
We're here.
All right, I'm going to add one at a time now. I'm going to ask you a question. Ladies, y'all been through, from what y'all saying that we're all adults, y'all been through some rough stuff. I want to ask you a question. One at a time, answer. Tell me two things that you think is required for a man and a woman to have a good moment together.
I personally think your number one thing you have to have in a relationship or to work is communication.
Okay, that's a good one.
If we can't communicate about how we feel, what we're going through, what we're doing, what I need you to do better, why it's not working for me, and how to fix it, we're not going to
don't get anywhere.
Okay. Voice number two. What do you think?
I don't get to say my second item?
Oh, go ahead. I thought you was done.
No, I said number one. You asked me for two things. But anyways, the second item would be trust. Without trust, there is nothing.
Okay.
And now you can get voice number two.
All right, voice number two. Go ahead.
Basically, put it out there. You need trust and communication.
Okay. Now, based on your prior comment where you think all men are dogs, that kind of has me.
I've had bad experiences with people that I love or that they love me. But, yeah, trying to move on from the past, but it just keeps creeping back up on me.
Okay. All right. So you're still open to the idea of finding love, right?
At this point, I'm going to find me now because I'm tired of searching because I just seem to run into simple-ass niggas, simple-ass
boys. Okay.
So I'm going to let you find me now.
All right. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. We're going to switch to 510. Are you still with us?
I'm still here.
I got to ask you a question. Tell me two things from your experience, because you say you've been through your share of bad and you've something good. Tell me two things that you think is just so important to bring love to you.
Things that you need to do in order to have love come back to you?
Yes.
I believe that just putting love out there into the universe is the number one thing. The more you put it out there in every way, shape, or form, the more that it's going to come back to you. And I would say just be very thankful. And I think that the blessings come, you know, with those two things, the blessings come abundantly.
All right. Don't go nowhere. Kay Diddy, the floor is yours, sir, the elder statesman of the show. You heard the lady's opinion, and as the learned or more experienced brother on the show, what do you think? We are all get to treat each other better and being right together.
I don't know, man. They got to know how to make a mean sausage salad and to bring a side of some barbecue.
I cannot bring you outside.
Sardines. You got to feed a man's stomach and his heart and his mind. You know, you
got to
get to knowing like that.
Yeah. You know, I know there was something deep buried up in there somewhere.
Yeah,
always just start off with some weird crap, man. Mm-hmm. He ain't sausages and sardines, but that's your opinion, and you ain't entitled to them. So,
well, you
got to
have
know.
A woman that appreciate the finer things in life, man. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all make today's show off chain. We had an open discussion about being good to each other. One of the first things I want to say, and I hope the ladies out there, even though they dropped the call and they checked the archives, I want everybody, male and female, to know this. You got to be good to people for them to be good to you. And I see the ladies pop back in. But you can't give goodness to those that are not deserving of it. And I think that's a mistake a lot of us make, is we give good things to people who are not deserving of it. Your boy Pretty Tony has a thing for saying, stripes are earned, not given. Don't give nobody no stripes that ain't worked for you. Because that's the same thing I say about the woman that I've met. You earn your stripes with your boy. I don't give them to you. You earn that. And it takes a little measure of time for us to earn these stripes. If I met you Monday, by Friday, you can't earn stripes with the kids. Because I don't know you like that. Don't issue out your love and your good intentions and your good emotions based on a whim and a prayer. I hope this one works. Let somebody earn their place in your life. Don't give it out like food stamps. Treasure it for the treasure that it is for us to be good to each other. The next thing I want you to know is stop dragging around last year's baggage with you, because all it's going to do is burden you for next year's travel. Stop holding on to old goodbyes, because you're going to miss new hellos. That's what's wrong with most of us. If you got an issue that's been bothering you for the last 5, 10, 15 years, and you ain't found a way to address it, it's done ingrained itself in the very fiber of your being. You got to be bigger than that. You got to be better than that. For my brothers out there, when y'all listen to the show, I want y'all to know something. Too many of y'all dwell on too much ignorance. And ignorance has held on to our minds and our souls for far too long. If a dude walks up to you and say you're a good dude, you're uncomfortable with that. If a woman says that's a good dude right there, how can you be uncomfortable about somebody saying you're good?
Did you put the bar down close
to? Truth be told, like the young lady from the 267 said, even a thug needs love. Once again, get the book. You're a little bit fuzzy. Who is she and what is she to you? Fellas, I'm laying the game out for y'all in there. Real simple. Don't wait till you're on lockdown.
I'm closing every time, and it seems like it keeps getting open. So when I go, I'm closing.
And for you ladies out there, because y'all tend to do this a little bit more than us fellas, even though fellas do it, stop giving out goodness and
bullshitting. I like to feel secure.
Don't have nobody piss on you and tell you that it's raining. It's golden showers. Trust me, salty. Raindrops ain't salty.
How you know it's salty?
You know what I mean? What?
How you know it's salty?
You see, there you go. I'm trying to have a deep, enlightened moment, and there you go, Mr. V and the sausage is over there. Question my metaphor.
Well, you're being all philosophical. We understand and we appreciate that.
You got to work for anything good in this life. For the young lady who's attracted to country bumpkins or country thugs, as she likes to call them, try a new cup of tea. If you keep making the same damn cake with the same damn recipe, you can't get different results. My man said he was telling me that's called freaking insanity. Try something new. Add a new spice to it, a new flavor. And to the young lady in the East Coast, mom, I love your strong opinion. I love your swagger. But I'm glad you clarified it because we can't be, you know what I mean? Some people need you to treat them a certain way. So some men and women they don't mind somebody talking crazy to them. There's a difference between being strong and independent than being friggin' crazy. And just outright, you know what I mean? B-I-T-C-A. We got to live. We got to love. Gotta laugh some more. We all too hurt. And to y'all women out here, you know, you can't be hurt all the time. K. Diddy say, what you say, K. Diddy? They too manly now?
Oh, yeah, man. They forgot how to be sweet, sensitive, and voluptuous, and charming, and sugar and spice and everything nice. They forgot all of that, you know what I mean? They want to put on their boxing gloves and call being bitches, and when they get slapped down, then the man is wrong. But
to my brother out there in the 785 who say you got to smack him up 9 times.
Smack him.
My brother, that's what jail cells are for. But you know what? Some women are into being smacked around because they say it ain't rough. If it ain't rough, it ain't right. Just make sure you got somebody who's in the S&M and all good.
Hey, and K-Drizzle will send you a package, homie. Just let us know where you at.
We ain't got nothing but love for you. Join us next week. Hey, yeah, kind of play a play. 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hold on. We love y'all.
Yeah,
I see the ladies
really good.
I'm going to give them a couple more minutes. 702, you want to say something?
I just wanted to say that not all of us have forgotten how to be sweet and nice, because I'm personally one of them sweet. I'm going to kill you with kindness.
There you go. That's what brothers need.
She going go to jail. She going to go to jail.
Yo, we running out of
we
time.
We going to send you a package, too,
number one. Yo, we ain't got enough time to roll with y'all. Call back next week. The show going down. Can I play a play? 646-929-2870. Man, we ain't got nothing but love for y'all. www.worldmovement.com. It's going to get funky with some world movement music up in here.
What up, nephew? It's your Uncle Snoop Dogg, man. We gotta put this Uncle Snoop's army together, man. Cause you know me, I'm an opportunist, man. I love giving opportunity, you dig it? So what I'ma do, I'ma kick it off like I know Al. And then we gon' let them come in and do what they do. Cause I gotta let you know how it is, man.
Free clapping the horn notes, Patron floats and Hennessy getting ordered up. You order cups while a bottle headed for the gut. We skunked up and funked up, speakers jumping, people pumping, fists saying bartender keep them coming. A decent woman got a vertebrae percolating, working the dance floor and every move like earthquaking. The perk blazing with heads nodding and bobbing, reds watching the bottles and dropping it to the bottom. Not stopping the rocking beat, knocking from the head hunting something for cutting and doing bad something. Yeah, we just trying to. Thank you.